From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Redirecting water from the Delta has been passionately debated and attempted for decades in California. The latest iteration proposed by Governor Gavin Newsom is the Delta Conveyance Project, an estimated $20 billion plan to build a single tunnel along the Sacramento River, beginning just south of Clarksburg in the town of Hood, to a reservoir near Livermore in Alameda County. Throughout Governor Newsom's two terms, he has worked to streamline this project. Most recently, he used the May budget revision to fast-track this new addition to the State Water Project, which is a network of transportation and storage that delivers water to 27 million Californians. That's roughly two-thirds of the state. That move quickly sparked backlash among opponents, including a bipartisan group of state lawmakers who represent Sacramento's San Joaquin Delta communities, including State Senator and former Mayor of West Sacramento, Christopher Cabaldon. The Democrat, whose district includes the Sacramento Delta, joins us with his response to the governor's legislative proposal as lawmakers race to pass a balanced budget. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, Vicky. It's great to be here.
Thank you for making the time. I know that this is crunch time. It's very busy at the state capitol. So you're a freshman lawmaker, but you're no stranger to elected office. You were mayor of West Sacramento for two decades. What was your awareness and view of the Delta Project, both under Governors Jerry Brown and Newsom?
Well, heck, one of the first votes I cast as a Californian was against the original Delta Project when it was called the Peripheral Canal. And this was a proposal that was soundly rejected 2-1 statewide. But then I've served on the Delta Protection Commission for California for two decades and worked on process after process by different governors to try to build this kind of a project. But the voters turned it down because it is so expensive and so environmentally damaging. And I think in Sacramento, in the Sacramento region, we often take it for granted. We're surrounded by the rivers and by the snowpack and what have you. These proposals to divert so much water from the Delta, which is the lifeblood of the whole state, and to literally build a tunnel around it so the water no longer flows through, are an incredible economic and environmental threat to our region as well.
Governor Newsom has made the Delta Conveyance Project a priority since he was first elected. Did you know from the get-go that you would be at odds with the governor and that you might need to mount a resistance to this project?
Yeah, for sure. The governor has been, he's been frustrated about this project because the courts have ruled against it many times. We have environmental protections. But even folks in Southern California, they've said, well, we're not sure we want to pay for such a gigantic boondoggle. You say it's $20 billion, but that number's from a couple of years ago. If you still believe that, then maybe there's a high-speed rail project I should tell you a little bit about. This project's likely to be $40, $50, $60 billion by the time it's completed. And so Southern California said, we're not sure we want to pay gigantic increases in our monthly water bills or property taxes. And so Governor Newsom has been facing barrier after barrier to this project. And so in a fit of frustration, he just proposed in the Budget Act that we waive everything. Whatever, if a judge said it or if there's any environmental law or anything, we should just suspend all of that so his project can move forward. And that takes the legislature's agreement to do. And so I'm very proud that so far the legislature has been stepping up. Our caucus of legislators from around the Delta region have been pushing hard, and we're not going to settle for abusing the budget process in order to advance this gigantic water freeway to Southern California.
For people who don't really understand the inner workings of policy, the May revise's goal is the governor's wish list, a proposal for a balanced budget for the upcoming fiscal year. So how can something like building new water infrastructure be incorporated into closing a $12 billion deficit?
So this is a great question, and you don't have to be that nerdy. The May revise, if you're not a technician, all that means is governor's required by the Constitution to give the legislature a proposed budget in January. And for decades, every May, the governor submits a May revision, a May revise. And the only purpose of that is to say, hey, our tax revenues have come in a little better or a little worse since January. So before you pass a final budget in January, let's make sure you got the latest numbers. But this governor has uses the opportunity to add on all kinds of pet projects and policies that otherwise wouldn't survive the light of day. This is a super expedited process that there are virtually no public hearings about. There's no inspection. The press can't get access to it. So it's an attempt to try to fast track. And it's just the responsibility then of the legislature to say, you know what? No. The Constitution, the people of California repeatedly said, legislation requires, a public review, investigation, analysis. It can't just be one guy's ideas. And so that's what we're trying to stop here. Here, this is such a gigantic project that has such enormous environmental and economic implications. We have to take the time in order to get it right. And we have to let the courts and the regulatory agencies do their job to make sure that the dire consequences that we all see coming don't become a reality with this project.
What's interesting about this, too, is that Democrats' lawmakers are often in line with the governor. I mean, you're part of the Delta Caucus. That's a group of 15 lawmakers, both Democrats, some Republicans as well, along the Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta, and swiftly came out in unanimous opposition. Why do you think this issue, and it's not only Governor Newsom, Governor Jerry Brown as well, wanted this an iteration of this as well for, multiple terms. Why do you think this has sparked such bipartisan support being against this project?
Well, the folks for the project, I think they're living in this like 1980s idea about what water should be. And so, and I think governors have been following that line. Like, the way to solve the water challenges for Southern California and to keep developing in more and more deserts, undeveloped deserts of Southern California, is obvious. Look at all that water that's in Northern California and in Central California. Let's send it south. And that's always been the idea. And in some sense, it builds off that original idea from the State Water Project itself. Let's move water from Shasta Dam to the rest of California. So that's not crazy, but a lot's changed since the 1980s when this idea first came out that I think governors are just ignoring. Since that time, because of water conservation, water use across the state, but as even in maybe especially in LA and Southern California, is going down. The technologies around desalination and groundwater recharge and water storage and water recapture and recycling, the options that are before us today are so much better than they were before when it seemed like the only thing we could do is like destroy Mono Lake and the Owens Valley and ship all the water to LA. We don't have to make that kind of choice anymore. And so the opponents have come forward. We've all said, look, here, this doesn't make sense for the Delta. It also doesn't make sense for the communities around the Delta. Sacramento, for example, the sewer district here is wrapping up a very important project, its own pipeline, that would be severely compromised by the Delta project. And so it isn't, I think some folks have said, oh, it's great that you want to preserve Clarksburg and Hood and Walnut Grove and Isles and kind of the core communities of the Delta, but it is much bigger than that from Northern California's perspective. But I think also, as I said earlier, a lot of the Southern California legislators are waking up as well and saying, hey, why are we paying for this? Why are water rates going to go up by 8% or property taxes by 8% when we can just as easily invest in better water recycling and conservation efforts that are starting to pay off?
Okay. And so when it gets to those alternatives, you just laid out one, groundwater storage. I believe others were fortifying Delta levees, recycled water. How would they be accomplished? And would it actually meet the needs that something like a Delta conveyance project, a tunnel, could provide for the State Water Project, which supplies water to two-thirds of Californians?
Yes, because the tunnel doesn't create any new water. It's magic. It's not converting a tule into water. It is just moving water around, and it can't do that for much of the year. Because of other federal and state environmental laws, like you can't just take all the water of the Delta. That's not allowed. And so the tunnel would only function during portions of the year anyway, and not the portions of the year when the water is needed the most in Southern California. And so it is the case maybe 15 years ago that water recycling, groundwater recharge, some of these other solutions, they were viable then, but they were a little bit more expensive than the tunnel project. But since that time, they've gotten cheaper because both California government governments, but also in Europe and Asia and elsewhere, we're learning the science is getting better and the markets are getting stronger on these other water alternatives. And at the same time, the cost of the Delta tunnels have been going up. And so even the economics now are on the side of these other alternatives that will that can and will meet the needs of what Southern California needs in order to thrive.
What would you say to the argument that bureaucracy is too slow and it's filled with too many hurdles that undermines real progress for Californians, and that by streamlining this or fast tracking it, it lifts those hurdles to get to solutions?
Well, I actually agree totally with the premise. Like we have way too much red tape, way too much bureaucracy, and we do need to radically streamline those things so that we can build housing that makes housing affordable for all Californians, and to invest in communities like my own in West Sacramento. We need to do that, and I'm helping to lead the way in that space. But the reason why some of those environmental rules exist is exactly for this kind of project, right? So no, we don't need so much red tape in order to build a three-story apartment building in Davis or in West Sacramento. But we do need strong environmental laws when somebody is proposing to take all the water out of the Delta and ship it across the state with earthquakes and subsidence and everything else that's going on. If there's a point to all that bureaucracy, it is to get exactly these kind of investments right and make sure that we're not creating a boondoggle that will fail and that will bankrupt either the state or Californians.
We reached out to the governor's office ahead of this conversation, and they didn't get back to us in time for broadcast. But his office, Tara Gallegos, the deputy director of communications, did send a statement to CalMatters, following the press conference that the Delta Caucus held in opposition to fast-tracking this. And she essentially said that, the solutions, these alternatives that are being proposed are simplistic. They ignore the practical realities of providing sufficient and reliable supplies. And California is expected to lose 10% of its water supply due to hotter and drier conditions. Is there any version of diverting water from the Delta that you would support?
Not a tunnel or peripheral canal or other sort of wraparound that basically says let's not bother with the Delta. The Delta, our needs are more important than the Delta or the needs of the communities that are around it. That's, I think, the fundamental challenge here. The Delta already is the main plumbing for water to get to Southern California. But the way that works is the water is part of the Delta first for the agriculture, for the habitat and the species, for recreation, and to sustain communities in the Delta in the rest of Northern California. That's got to be job one. To the extent that there are extra flows and that sort of thing, that's been on the table for decades, and we should be working on those in ways that can improve the efficiency of the Delta in providing support for all of California. But what the one thing that we do know is just building a tunnel around it and shunting the water directly to the desert is not the smart solution, not when we have very viable technologies that are not like way out in the future. The communities are already doing them in Southern California. We just need to make sure that they are scaled up, and that the more that we use them, the cheaper they will get. Whereas the tunnel project, the longer we spend on this project, the more expensive it's going to get. That's just how public infrastructure works. And so the time is to move now with the same kind of urgency that the governor said, but on the kind of water alternatives that we've talked about for Southern California and for better water storage throughout the state as well.
What dialogue have you and your Delta colleagues had with the governor's office?
We have been in conversations with the governor's office, as I said, for really since the 1980s.
Following this latest move the May revise.
I think we've been clear with the governor's office and with our colleagues in the legislature. This is a red line. This issue is too important to the communities of the Delta and it's too important to California as a whole. And so, we look forward to evaluating and investing in alternatives. But what the governor has proposed for the members of the Delta Caucus, that's dead on arrival, and it also is completely inappropriate for the budget process. But we welcome the conversation going forward around meeting the water needs and the community needs for all of California in the months that follow after this, after the tunnel project, budget language that he's proposed dies of its own weight.
Yeah. Well, this caucus is 15 strong, but it is a fraction of the overall assembly and the Senate. And there are other districts in Southern California, the Central Valley, that may have a different view or perhaps stand to benefit from a project like this. So what is the gauge over the likelihood that this will move forward, at least in some form, this session?
I'm pretty confident that we will defeat the governor's proposal in the budget. We won't know until the votes happen. And there's as you know, there's 120 of us in the legislature in both houses. But the reason why I'm optimistic is at the end of last week, I was speaking to a legislator from the Southern San Joaquin Valley, and she said, look, farmers in my part of the Central Valley, they don't want this project. And actually the data backed them up that the benefit that farmers can expect from this project in the San Joaquin Valley is about 38 cents on the dollar, which is a horrible investment. You always want to at least get a dollar and 1 cent on your investment, and they would get 38 cents. So a lot of farmers are going to say, no, we don't want to be a part of that. And their legislators know that. And then I think very importantly, legislators in Southern California, you haven't seen a mad rush of LA and Orange County and Inland Empire and San Diego legislators saying, hey, we really need this project after the governor's proposal. And I think that's because many of them are equally skeptical, and especially right now, very concerned about the impact on water rates and property taxes in their own districts. So right now, it's not shaping up to be a regional fight. I think there are reasons statewide why there's broad consensus this is not the direction to go.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with State Senator Christopher Cabaldon about the Delta Conveyance Project. Senator Cabaldon is among a group of bipartisan lawmakers from the Delta Caucus who oppose Governor Newsom's attempt to fast track the project. So we just have a couple of minutes left. I'm going to do a hard left since we have you here. And not only are you a state lawmaker that represents West Sacramento, but you're a former mayor of West Sacramento for 20 years. So I'd just like to end the last minute or two to talk about the A's, because that has been a big development, as well as a development with challenges. I mean, there, after all of the buzz and the hype right out of the gate, there's been weaker than expected turnout, cheaper tickets, some frustrations with limitations of the ballpark. How has the city adjusted? How have the past, 2 months or so been?
I've been thrilled with it. You know, I actually live within a couple of blocks of the ballpark. And I can tell from the traffic, the folks walking along the Riverwalk, the people, enjoying the Drakes at the Barn or Frankette right afterwards, this has been an enormous boon to both West Sacramento, but really to the whole region. And then people leaving the games who've just had the opportunity to see the Yankees or teams that they never could have experienced in an intimate venue like this. And so I'm in the group of folks like, let's be really grateful and appreciative of what we are able to experience and to enjoy for these few years with families. I'm also in government, so I do have my eye on, is there a potential future here? And how are we laying the right groundwork? I think the city and the team and others have done an outstanding job, and there's been a lot of support for the project. And we all want to make quick judgments, but the team but attendance is solid. It's strong. If ticket prices become more affordable, that's even better. So that more people can enjoy and can enjoy this work. But we have this great gift in our region, our community right now. To enjoy, but make no mistake, we are preparing for if the future goes in a different direction, could the A's or a different team be in the Sacramento region? We think the audition is going just fine, and we look forward to hosting a team long term as well.
What do you make of the growing pains? I mean, is that to be expected with something new like this, or is there anything specific that kind of concerns you?
No, having a major league team and a minor league team both play in a minor league ballpark at the same time. I'm trying to imagine taking the state Senate and saying, hey, let's go meet in Sacramento City Hall Instead, for a little while our building gets renovated, as you know, Vicky, that it is right now being renovated, there would be challenges, that some of which we could anticipate and many which we would not see until they arrived. But I will say that, the league said this is, it's an outstanding minor league facility, even more so with all of the improvements that were made for players, in particular. So, that ballpark was my very first project as mayor when I first came into office in 1998. And I'm just really proud that something that you work on and work to build, that a quarter century later, is still a pretty darn good, functioning major league ballpark. That's pretty amazing. So yes, there's work to be done, but I think let's focus on enjoying the experience, the opportunity, the gift of something that we didn't expect, we didn't put any money, we didn't have to sacrifice for, and we should just take the moment to enjoy it.
Senator Cabaldon, thanks for taking the time.
Vicki, thanks so much.
And that is State Senator and former mayor of West Sacramento, Christopher Cabaldon. Up next, California Democrats gathered for their annual convention in Anaheim. We'll unpack what this event means for the party as they look to shake off national election losses and rebuild for the midterms and beyond. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.